Welcome back to WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively into the football season around here and the crab cake season. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour continues on this week. On Thursday, we'll be at the Beaumont in Catonsville, one of my favorite places, having a special lunch there. They weren't open for lunch this time last year, now open for lunch. We'll be there from 1 to 4 on Thursday, giving away Maryland scratch-off from the Maryland Lottery and the Ravens times 2 game here. Top prize, $20,000. We had some winners last week as well when we were doing the show over at Union Brewing. And then after that, of course, we've been moving around the Beltway here to Cooper's North last week. Get some great guests up there talking about the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation. All are brought to you by our friends at Goodwill Industries here in the greater Chesapeake, as well as Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. Get your windows put in. I got a great guest here. I've been waiting to have this guy on. I was down in Ocean City a couple of weeks ago. We did not connect down there. I was only there for a short period of time during Mako. I got to know him last year. He has been a part of the recreation and park program in so many children's lives in Ocean City, Maryland, and across the water in Berlin, and a decorated seagull as well. And he has a book out. If you think you can, you can. Defying expectations. Family, sports, and recreation. Last time I had him on, we were melting, eating Thrasher's French fries down at the Jolly Roger on the inlet. We welcome the legendary Al Hondo Handy back onto the program. Hondo, what have you been up to, man? Last I saw you, we were underneath the carousel down there on the inlet, man.
Yes. You know, like I said, I finally got this book completed and published, and just had my first book launch this past Saturday. Man, it was hundreds of people that came. I was so shocked. I really thought I was going to run out of books. But a lot of family support, a lot of community support. Had my old state basketball players come back. One came from Texas, and then college player came from Connecticut. And, of course, the community really supported me. And, man, it was great.
Well, there's the book there. Hondo's got you holding it up. You can find it, Defying Expectations, Family, Sports, and Recreation. I've seen you around promoting the book. And when I talked to you last year, maybe I go back to that 30-minute conversation we had about the history and the water tower down and playing softball games when I was a kid in the 70s. But were you writing the book then, or did you even mention that you had a book coming out? Because I've written a couple of books, and the first question I ever ask anybody that's written a book is, where did this crazy idea? Were you sitting at the Green Turtle at 120 too long one night when you came up with this idea?
No. We probably did not mention it the last time we talked, because, you know, that might have been a time where I had put it down for 6 months. You know, while, probably the last 15 years of me working, I had told my coworkers there at Northside Park in Ocean City, Recreation and Parks Department, that I was going to write a book when I retired. So I started writing down little snippets of different things that occurred in the department and throughout the community that I thought might go in the book. And you know, I was talking about it so much that my coworker would even run to me and said, Hondo, you got to put this in your book. You got to put this in your book. So I've been writing little small things down for probably about 15 years.
Well, Hondo, I'd say this, and I know we talked a lot about the beach and life at the beach and me chasing girls and drinking beer and eating cotton candy and taffy and like all Fisher's Pop, all of that cool stuff. But that's the kid from Baltimore on 50, right? And to be really honest with you, I met you early in the tour last year. I've now been to Western Maryland twice, back and forth off of 50, down to Blackwater, up to Hurlock. I mean, off of 50. I mean, most of us in Baltimore, and I am guilty, all of our lives, we get in the car and we just like we're a kid again. When are we getting there? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? And you go as fast as you can without defying the law, of course. You get down there.
Right.
Hondo, we leave. I go down, chase girls on a weekend at beach. I leave and leave you behind. I don't even know what's there in September, October, November, December, Berlin, high school, kids, games, soccer, volleyball. You're doing parks and rec. What is – tell everybody in Baltimore what a small town, beautiful small town right by the ocean. But you've been a part of that community in the off season when the regular people are left behind and taking care of people's children, making sure they're on the up and up, getting leagues together of all sorts of sports and denominations as park and rec. What's Ocean City like? What's it like to be parks and recs in Ocean City?
Obviously, it's a little calmer, but we have started to become a year-round facility, especially at Northside Park in Ocean City. You know, on the weekends, we have 50 soccer teams at Northside Park. So you imagine how many people are traveling all the way up Coastal Highway. You know, we got like 48 high school and youth basketball teams going on. There's still a lot of things going on.
Well, that's a big dream to make it even bigger, right? I mean, I know I've talked to the mayor. I've also talked to Tom Perlazzo when I was down there a couple of weeks. The idea that Ocean City could be what Disney World, what we see Ripken Baseball in Aberdeen, right? Like right. Literally a year-round destination because you have enough rooms, you have the beach and the beach and the beach, and everybody wants to come. But people all over the state coming to Ocean City. There are bigger plans for youth sports at the beach, correct?
Well, they're hopefully trying to get a sports complex here, which would really increase the number of people that are here year-round. Hopefully that goes through. But, people love to travel, whether it's for youth teams and tournaments and travel teams of that nature. They love to travel year-round. So there could be a ton of people in Ocean City in December and January. So hopefully those things go through and this people will see the benefits of it.
Al Hondo Handy is our dude. He's down in Ocean City. He's done Parks and Rec for a long time, but he's got a book. If you saw our Crab Cake Tour, the first Crab Cake Tour last summer, Hondo sat down with us. We had a wide-ranging conversation about our mutual love of Ocean City and solitary and playing ball and playing basketball. Right. Basketball was your game, no doubt about that. I see the picture on the cover, but defying expectations. Tell me a little bit about your childhood and being, dare I say, an overachiever. Is that fair to say, Hondo?
Well, an achiever. Well, Naz, I would tell you that growing up, my mother and father never married. So I was back and forth from Bishop and then to Berlin in between. But, a lot of people define success from where you came from and, where you lived. We didn't have the greatest facilities when we were growing up. But neither did anyone around us have good facilities that you see every day now. We had very little things that we could do. So that we had to purchase stuff. We just found things to do ourselves. And I kind of followed in the footsteps of my brother that I call him Ronald Mitchell. I wanted to be just like him. He and my uncles, Ralph and Monroe, played basketball. I just watched them. I was too young to even get anywhere near a basket, but the game intrigued me. And so they were my mentors when I was young. So I followed them and went to their, I attended an all-black elementary school, and then I became one of the first six African-Americans to attend our local high school, Steve Mercator, which was all white. So I had to leave a school that was all black teachers. And then next year I went to a school with all white teachers. So some people didn't think.
What year was this, Hondo? What time frame are we talking about?
That was 1965.
Wow.
1965. And of course, what happened in my sixth grade, we received information that said in the next few years, all the schools in our county, Worcester County, were going to be integrated. So here's your opportunity to go to Steve Mercator High School, which was an all-white school, early. See? So another school, it wasn't integrated yet, and the schools were for 7th grade to 12th grade at that time. So I had to go, a couple of my friends decided to go to Steve Mercator with me. So it made about 6 of us there. The year before, my cousin Larry Waples went a full year there all by himself. So we said, we got to go there with Larry, support him. He's the only African-American there. So we made about six or seven African-Americans there. And we knew we could compete, but some people did not think we could because we came from a black elementary school. And then, of course, because I was so short, people said, you can play basketball around in the community, but you're too short. You're never going to make the high school team here. And of course, you're never going to play college basketball.
How tall are you now, Hondo?
I'm 5'5 at a stretch.
You know, I had Muggsy on about 6 weeks ago.
Okay.
And, you know, I've never been the tallest guy. I'm probably 5'9", 5'10", at this point in my life, right, with heels on. But I was little. I was 5'1", 5'2", when I was in high school, too. Hey. There is some big things coming in small packages, right?
Hey, I would love to show you a picture real quick. Can I step over here and grab my picture?
Sure, grab your pictures.
Oh, 1 second.
I'll just reset. Al Hondo Handy is here. Defying Expectations is the book. If you think you can, you can. Family, Sports, and Recreation. He's a long time Parks and Recs guy. They made a television show about that down in Ocean City, Maryland, Northside Park. Hondo was a visitor on the program for us last year, the beginning of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, and all of his years down there playing college ball and taking care of kids, promoting good sportsmanships in youth sports, and always an advocate for youth coaching and down there at the beach. But Hondo's getting pictures for me here. What do you got for me, Hondo? Let me see what you got there, buddy. Picture.
Who did you say you had?
Yeah, look at that. You and Muggsy. Look at how young you are.
I had two pictures of me and Muggsy. One, he was actually, then I had some hair. He was playing for the Washington Bullets. And then I have another picture of him in there when he was down to Charlotte when one of my teammates who I talked about, Oliver Fernand, was coaching Clemson University. And I was down there. I met Muggsy again. And we took another picture. In this picture, he definitely looks taller than me, just the hair, because if you cut my hair off, he's taller than me. But down there, our picture looks like I'm taller than him. But yeah.
So basketball, your game as a kid and picking up a basketball when you're the short guy, right? Literally, right? You're the point guard, right?
Right. Well, you know, my coach said that one of the things I was able to use was my speed and my quickness. My coach said that Hondo more than makes up for his lack of height with his speed and his quickness. So that just took to heart. I took that to heart, and I, you know, that's how I got my name Hondo. I used to come and talk about John Hondo Havlicek, who played with Bill Russell with the Boston Celtics, and I talked about him so much, and I wanted to fix my game up just like Hondo because he was all over the court. So that's how I played. And I talked about him so much, the guy said, if you don't stop talking about Hondo, we're going to start calling you Hondo. And all of a sudden, you know, they were calling me Hondo, and I never stopped talking about him. So I went through high school, college, and throughout my professional career. I'm known as Hondo now.
Al Hondo Handy, Defying Expectations, the book. So let's talk a little bit more about the book and Defying Expectations. Life lessons in here. I mean, you've always been a teacher and a leader, you know, of young people. Is this book a little bit of a handbook of your greatest hits, I guess?
Well, this book tells you, you know, it really is my whole life. You know, it's Defying Expectations, but it's Family, Sports, and Recreation. And that's my entire life. My family put me on in the right direction. I had some mentors. They got me into sports. And, you know, I not only played basketball, but I played soccer. I ran indoor track in college and baseball, of course. And so after sports, I fell into love with recreation. So it tells you how I was impressed with my family at an early age, not having the best of facilities, but still being pushed by my mother to learn something in school every day, because she would ask me every day I came home, what did I learn? So I was pushed to you know, not only learn, but she taught me how to talk in school, how to respect people in school. And then once I got a little older, I took up that game of basketball, and it pushed me to the other sports. And after playing, you know, in high school, I was named the athlete of the year and most valuable player in soccer. And you know, and my coach said, you know, Hondo, we won the state championship at the University of Maryland College Park back then, and he moved on to Salisbury State College. And I had an opportunity to go play basketball at Elmira College in Elmira, New York. And I don't know right now, Don's, why I did not take that scholarship, because it was at that time an all-girls school. And in 2 years, it was going to become co-ed. Can you imagine the ratio?
Well, right. I mean, yeah, that's not a bad gig going to a girl's school at that point.
I know. It was just, it was going to, I don't say anymore. But I did call my coach, and before I decided to take that, I asked him if he thought I could play basketball, especially at Salisbury State College, now Salisbury University. And he said, Hondo, if you think you can, you can. And that sold me. I said, I think I can. So I ended up in Salisbury.
Staying at home, as it were, right?
And
Hondo, you've mentioned a couple times that you didn't have great facilities growing up, right?
Right.
And, well, you know, I sort of picture you on the Eastern Shore in the late 60s on a flat court, no net on the, you know, on the rims or whatnot. Tell everybody for the last 20, 30 years you've been involved. You have to give me exact numbers of how many years you've been in Parks and Recs in Ocean City. But what kids need today that would have been a dream for you? I mean, you get to go to work every day and work with young people in Parks and Recreation to do something that you didn't have. I mean, you've mentioned many times you did not have these kind of facilities. Kids today do. And, you know, your generation was really a part of that.
Well, you know, when I grew up, we all played on dirt courts. I mean, it was grass for a while, but it ended up being dirt courts. And kids today would not play on dirt courts because they do not want to mess up their tennis shoes. But we literally, Aparicio, we literally went into the woods, cut a tree down, found a board, which became the backboard, found a rim if we could find one. Otherwise, it's a small bicycle wheel or something. And if we had a net, we could put a net on it, we would. If not, then our nets problem would be to dig a hole deep enough for that pole to stay up. And so everyone I knew had a dirt court in their yard. All of my friends had dirt courts. So when we graduated from Flyer Street Elementary School and went to Steve Nicator, we found out they had all these sports because our elementary school had none. And we became managers. And by becoming managers, we were able to play on a real basketball court. Something that we had never done in our life. We were actually on a real basketball court. So people today, kids today are blessed. They don't even know. People don't even have dirt courts. They have patio courts where the cars park and basketball hoop up there. We played on dirt courts. Our mothers had to wash clothes by hand. Every day, every night, because we were dirty every night. So, you know, and while, not too long after that, we got a hand-me-down washing machine, and that made life a little better for my mother. And see, my mother grew up in the Jim Crow laws. So we never gone in the front doors of a restaurant. I would go to a restaurant for my mother, but I had to go around the back door to get and order and pick up the food. So there was not a lot of things today that kids are privileged to. But, you know, growing up in that situation, I think people did not think I would make it. Or many people where I lived would make it. And I know I was shocked because no one ever thought that I would be working for Tattle Ocean City's Recreation and Parks Department, which was located at the time inside City Hall, because that the time, most African Americans and my grandmothers, all they did was, they picked them up and they cleaned restaurants and worked in, they cleaned restaurants, worked in hotels and all that. That's the only jobs they had. So, you know, so I could look back and think about, you know, where I was and how far I've come.
Al Hondo Handy is our guest. He's down in Ocean City, Maryland, handling the parks and recreation down there, writing a great book, Defying Expectations, Family Sports and Recreation. If you think you can, you can. Hondo, tell everybody how they can find the book. I mean, I see you're up and down the coastal highway with all my friends down there. You've been on television all over the Delmarva area.
Yes.
I'm glad we get you up here to Baltimore a little bit. But if folks want to read a little bit about your life and your wisdom, where can they find the book?
Well, before we do that, I want to tell you that I am officially retired from the Ocean City Recreation Department after 39 years and 3 months.
Why'd you do that?
I think it was time. I want to write a book.
Now what are you going to do?
Well, right now I have the Hondo Handies podcast.
Okay.
Where I share the journey of athletes across the country and recreation professionals throughout the nation that I met. So I just finished my 115th episode, or ask them about, were you involved in sports and recreation when you were growing up? Did you play high school? Did you make it to college? You know, how has sports kept you together, and what did you learn from sports, and how are you using it on your job that you're in today? So it keeps me close to what my professional was, and I love interviewing people. So yeah, they can get my book, Defying Expectations, on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. But at this time, you have to pre-order those, and they won't be available till October the 20th. But you can order them directly from my publisher, Book Baby, and you can get it in 5 or 6 days.
Hondo, it's always great to visit with you, man. I can't believe you retired after 39 years and 3 months. And how many days? Yeah. A couple days probably, huh?
Yes, 39 years and 3 months. But, you know, I'm still involved. I was involved with two community organizations or foundations when I retired, and now I'm involved with 8. So I am still very busy.
Well, you take care of the kids, man. You're like everybody else. Oh, retired. I'll come down to the beach. You'll be at the north side working with kids. Guys, you don't know any other way. Hey, good luck with the book. I'm sorry it took me a month to find you, track you down.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
But you're up in Baltimore. We'll get a crab cake sometime soon. And listen, I won't be a stranger coming to the beach. My son was trying to talk me into coming down to his Ocean's Calling with Dave Matthews and Alanis Morissette. I got Ravens Bills going on up here. I got some football happening.
It's
going
to be big. It's going to be big. I just heard how many tickets. I don't know how many. I don't know what she was saying. It's 50,000 tickets. I was like, what? I'm not sure how many, but it's going to be big.
Well, stay safe down there. Have a great weekend at the beach. Hope we get sunshine for everybody down there enjoying the concerts. And I hope you have a great, great off season, if there is such a thing, when all the tourists go away and close it down there. Really appreciate you coming on and really great respect for the 40 years of you doing that down at the beach. And it's been an honor and a privilege to get to know you a little bit. Good luck with your book, pal, okay?
Hey, I love it. Please buy my book, Defying Expectations.
If you think you can, you can. I think my mother told me that. Defying Expectations, Family Sports and Recreation, Al Hondo Handy. Just 39 years and 3 months down at Ocean City.
That's all.
Hondo, take care of yourself. Hey, the crabs are bigger and fatter this time of year, but you already know that this down there.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Go eat some of them. Al Hondo Handy down at Ocean City, Maryland. We had the mayor of Ocean City on. Rick's or Meehan joined us last month. They got Ocean's Calling this week. Tom Perlazzo, brother of Sam, running the business down there, making things better. We appreciate all the hospitality we had down at the Convention Center for Mako last month as well. Our friends at the Maryland Lottery are sending me back out on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, mostly Fridays, but Thursday this week we're at the Beaumont in Catonsville. Going to be joined by a bunch of guests. I got some friends coming by. It's all brought to you by our friends at Goodwill. I got the shirt on today, as well as Window Nation. 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. That's what I did all summer long. They always have a great deal. Football deals going on now at WindowNation.com. I am Nestor. We are WNST. AM 1570. Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.